Hello, everybody, on behalf of Code Buddies, and we are back. So I'm
Hi
Sabu.
everyone.
Okay, there you
I'm Usman.
go. Okay, so Osman is really excited.
Yes,
And
I'm
today.
excited. My hand I'm getting my hands dirty on the code.
Okay, great. So today Usman would code. That's amazing. So finally. Well, today we are going to discuss the control structures, simple if else, and how you can use in Python. If else is a basic, I would give you a very layman analogy. It is something like that you make decisions in your day life, and you should have power enough to make decisions in the code as well, right?
Like we have to, if we are going on a street and we have to turn right or left, we have two directions in front of us. So we are on now stage, so make decision. Either we go left or right to reach our destination. So it's basic simple.
Simple
It's
decision
a
in your
simple
day
decision.
life, yeah, makes sense.
So how we put decision in the code, we have.
If you have F else, we have control structure, right?
Yes, we have control
Okay,
structures.
so can you give us an example in the code that how you can use the control structures?
Yes, I'm going to use a simple example in which I'll take an input from the user
Okay.
using input.
Okay, this is a function of input.
Yes,
Yeah,
it's a
that's
built-in
great.
function. I'm going to prompt, please enter your name. So if user enter its name, I'm going to check
Oh, that's gonna be something really amazing.
whether if the name he or she entered has more than five characters.
Okay.
It's a simple if statement.
Length, name,
And if,
more than five characters, right?
yes.
So we are using more than five characters, right?
Yes, more than five characters.
Okay, so what are we gonna print?
We will write your name.
Has more than five characters.
So, yes.
Wow, that's amazing. So would something happen that I just type my name? For example, I say Saad Mahmood, I type my complete name, and it would tell me that your name has more than five characters, right?
Yes. So we have written our first control statement.
Okay.
So we're going to try
Yeah.
by clicking start button.
And here your metric arrives.
Yes.
So can you type
So
my
we
name
all
here?
are metrics
Fan?
fans.
Well, if you're not a metrics fan, apologies.
Sorry. So what name should I type? Saad.
Type my complete name.
Saad, if I'm not wrong, it start with Mahmood, MAH,
You're
I
right.
guess.
You're a quite cool guy.
Yo,
So
so
it tells me that your name has more than five characters, right? That's
it
amazing.
works.
So can you press any key and just stop that? Okay, that's good.
Yes.
So is there any way to just do, for example, can you run that again?
Sure. I was actually gonna answer your question.
Okay, so
I read your mind.
you read my mind. So can you type sad only?
Yes.
And nothing happens.
Nothing
So
happened.
so is there any way that, for example, if I'm
Yes.
having a
You guys must be thinking, what if our name has less than five characters? So what should we do? So we should type an else
Oh,
statement
wow. So
in
else.
which.
That's quite more realistic and more
Yes.
analogical to our real life.
Remember, we gave I gave an example in which we have two directions.
Okay.
Either we'll choose right or left. So now it's the left part.
Okay.
So now we have the else part. We're gonna try it by clicking the start button.
Okay. Your
So,
bunch of
Saad,
lives here.
hit me with the name.
I would say Lena. LINAK.
LINA.
Yeah. Your name is less than five. Wow, that's amazing. And how about if I try once more?
Okay.
And this time I'm gonna beat your system. I'll try. Type your own name.
I
Wow,
was
your
actually
name
gonna
has less
type
than
my
five characters, and
name.
that's wrong. Yeah, well, I've done
Okay.
that.
We are stuck on a problem. Now we don't have more than five characters nor less than five characters. We actually have only five characters.
And can you tell me a solution for that?
Yes, we have another solution. If you're gonna beat me, I'm gonna beat you with a coat.
Okay, you are quite cheeky.
We have else if part or
Okay,
be
so we
part
are going to write LF and
LF.
then the condition.
Yes, and then the condition. So I'm gonna check again the length.
LF length,
If the length
name.
is actually equal to
So
five characters.
is it necessary to type double equals?
Yes.
Okay, so
You
that
have
isn't the
proper reason for
assignment
that.
operator.
Yes. So we are
That's more
checking.
of a conditional operator, I would
Yes.
say.
If we
Double
type
equals.
single equal, it's for assignment.
Okay.
If we type double equal, it will actually check the
Yep,
characters.
I understand.
So if we have checked and if it's equal to five
Okay.
characters, so we'll type your name, sorry, your name has five characters.
Wow.
Simple.
That's cool.
So we're going to test it.
And now this time the software is gonna beat me.
Hit me with the name.
One of our famous friend, Yahya.
Okay, Yahya.
Okay.
Okay, it has more than five.
Why not you terminate the A?
Okay, Yahi.
Yeah.
Okay,
Yahoo!
we have demonstrated that
Okay.
if you are stuck, you can
Okay.
always beat someone with your
Okay. So you beat me with your code, okay?
Yes.
You're quite cheeky, huh?
Yes.
So can you demonstrate another example?
Yes, we can check. We can
For
actually, we
example,
can.
let's say I'm having a basket, and in that basket I'm having some fruit. So for example, I have apple, I have banana, I have
You have multiple objects.
pineapple. So what if I want to learn that the fruit I'm gonna enter? Can you make something like that? The fruit I enter, and I check that is it in the collection,
Yes, we
or
can check
the
it.
last time studied tuples.
So we'll check with the fruits.
Okay. Fruits is equal to.
So we're going to prompt.
Okay.
Please enter
A fruit name.
a fruit name.
Other screen. So is
So
it really gonna tell me?
yes, it will. So if
Fruits.
fruits
Okay.
are in my list, you can use single quote or double quote, it's up to you.
Okay.
Apple.
So I believe it doesn't make a difference if you use it double quote or single quote.
Yes.
Okay. So it still remains a string.
Yes.
Oh, that's good.
Okay, we have three
Orange,
fruits.
apple, mango. And do we need to put a colon here?
Yes, we
Well,
have.
that's necessary, I believe. Okay, and
So
print
if
language. Yeah?
the fruit you choose is present in my list,
Okay.
I will simply answer it with a print statement.
Okay, so you type fruit here.
Yes.
So if that is in here, so we type the fruit that you typed. So I believe that's great. Wow.
Okay.
I'd go with pineapple.
Okay,
It's
it's not
not
present in my
okay.
list.
Makes sense. Makes sense. And how about I use apple now?
Okay, we'll run it again.
Yeah, sure.
And we have an apple.
Oh, that's great. So apple rocks.
Yes.
So that's great. So this was all about the control structures. How we can search, check if there's something present in the collection. We just tried playing with our names, and not playing with our names in the sense of that, but we really played with our names using code. So I would
We can actually add another thing.
okay.
Not. If
Wow.
Apple is not in my list, revert the actually the statement we have typed before.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll check it again.
And so, let's try pineapple again. Okay.
I guess your favorite fruit is pineapple.
Yeah, I love pineapple a lot. So there you go, pineapple listed. So it isn't listed. So what if I try apple again?
Okay.
Yeah. I'm gonna feel your. Yeah, you get that.
So we don't have an apple.
Ah, gosh. So again, beats me with the code, right? So this was all about the control structure. So one thing I would like to add with this is that you need to you don't need to put any parentheses here. So the most important thing that
if I'm not wrong, we have an apple. Actually, we inverted the statement.
Yeah, exactly.
So it was telling that we have an apple, but not the pineapple.
Yeah. Right.
It was not.
Yeah, it was not. Exactly. So we need to add 1, 2, 3, and 4. So we need to add 4 spaces for indentation. And this is the indentation that makes all the difference.
Yes.
So you never need to add the parentheses. So
and Visual Studio handles it for you.
Yeah, exactly.
So it will automatically give 5 or 4.
Okay.
4 spaces.
Okay.
So it indents it.
Okay, that's right. So this was all about the control structure. I hope you like our video. Never forget to comment below and give your feedback. Use the rating control. And see you next time with another amazing video
on functions.
Okay, functions. I would love to learn about that. Thank you.
Thank you.